Hi, and welcome to TrackRed.com, the leader in route optimization and intelligent dispatching. In this video, we'll show you how to text a route to your phone, the different features of the mobile version of the website, including turn-by-turn directions, and briefly go over driver tracking and importing routes to a Garmin. So first things first, once you log in, you should be redirected here to the routing tab. I already have a vehicle and some stops entered, so we're just going to kick things off by building a route. Now that you've built a route, in the middle here you should see a little box that asks if you want to text this route to a phone. If it doesn't come up, don't worry about it. You can always just get it here by Get Directions. Now in the upper right here you should see a little button that says SMS. Go ahead and click that. Now here's the window you're looking for. Here you can text, you can enter a phone number and you can text this route to a phone. That way the driver will be provided with a link and they can open that link and then just view the route itself without having to log into the website. But if you don't want to do that, that's fine. There's another way of going about sharing your routes with drivers. Go back to the route view page. Now save this route, give it a name, then click share route and refresh this. There we go. There's the route. Go ahead and select. There's Steve. Go ahead and share with him. Excellent. You'll see a list of drivers that you have tied to this account if you've made multiple users, so you can just select who you like to share it with and who you would not like to share it with. Now we're going to show you Steve's point of view by logging into the mobile version of the website. Now here, this is what it would look like when you go to the mobile version of the website, just m.trackred.com. It looks like a map, and once you go here, you'll be prompted with a message that asks you if you'd like to give m.trackred.com permission to use your GPS, to use your location. Say yes, because that way it can do two things. One, that way you can utilize the turn-by-turn direction feature of TrackRed.com, but also if it's a driver and there's a dispatcher and the dispatcher wants to track the driver, as long as the driver stays logged in on their phone on m.trackred, about every 20 seconds it will update the location to the dispatcher. So it's pretty important that you say yes. But now, in the upper left, go ahead and log in and just enter with your normal information. This is the information I've given Steve. And here we go. Now you can see that there's a route right here. Go ahead and click that. And you kind of see two basic things. One, of course, you see your list of stops here. And but you also see these little arrows here on the right. Now go ahead and click on one of these. And now you can see a list of information. They can update information as they see fit. So for example, if they want to put a time of arrival and departure. But also here at the bottom, I want to draw your attention to the signature pad. If they open that on the smartphone, they can just draw with their finger or with a stylus. They can get the signature of a client that they visited. So that's a nifty little feature that we've added. Now here you see the go button. If you click that, it will give you turn-by-turn directions. Now here I'll show you another way you can do that. You just go back to the list of stops on the route, and here you see these arrows. If you just click on one of them, it will then give you turn-by-turn directions. Now here, since I'm using a desktop computer and not a phone, it's not giving me the directions, but it will. And here I'll provide an example of what that looks like. You can see that there's just your current location. The blue line is the route. It's pretty straightforward, just like a GPS, honestly. So that pretty much does it for the mobile version of the website. I want to switch back to the desktop version to show you guys a little bit of tracking. Now here you can see we got a map, and that's the vehicle on it. Right now you have a list on the left side, and it'll update, like I said, in real time. Everything is updated and sent back to the dispatcher, so here you want to be logged in as a kind of master account. Now this is the track view tab. I'm going to show you what's going on in the routes tab. Now here you can see we got a full list of all the stops in the route. They're all here, and now you can open up, you can collapse or expand the information on each particular stop, and you can also view what the driver is updating in real time from his end. So for example, if he does add an arrival time or a departure time, you can see that happen as it occurs on his end. So that does it for tracking. Now I'm going to show you briefly how to import the route to a Garmin. So up here you should see the routing tab. Go ahead and click that again, and under Get Directions, you should see this button on the upper right that says Garmin. Click that, and now you'll be prompted with a download window. Don't worry about that for now. What you will need to do is go back to the home page, which is just trackred.com, And here at the bottom, you should see a series of links. One of them here is Garmin. Click that, and now you should be redirected to this page with the series of steps on how to import the GPX file for a Garmin into the Garmin itself. So basically, it consists of you needing to connect the Garmin to your computer, and then downloading that file that I just showed you with the Garmin button on the other screen into the Garmin itself. But do note that for this step only, we do recommend that you use Internet Explorer to download the file, because Firefox and Safari sometimes mangle the name of the file, which can be important. So that does it for the tutorial today. Hopefully you all found it helpful and informative, and happy routing.